Sam from Flow San Diego wants to introduce you to some of the best dance music artists in the scene. Flow San Diego.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Sam from Glow San Diego, and I'm hanging with Griffin.
Hey, how's it going?
We're in beautiful San Diego. Obviously, he's going to be playing Soma, which is actually the very first venue I went to a concert at.
That's so crazy. Cool. That's awesome. It seems to be a lot of history there, so I'm super excited to play it tonight. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you're on your 8th week of your Gravity tour.
Yes. This is the last show tonight, so I'm super amped. I feel like San Diego has always been so good to me, and there's such a great fan base down here for electronic music. So I'm really excited to finish it here tonight, and excited to also be able to sleep in my bed.
What makes this show like so special?
I think I've always, when I started releasing this music as Griffin, I always wanted to showcase myself, like the musicality behind it, the fact that I use the piano and guitar in all my recordings, and there's a lot of like musicianship that I use in the production. So I feel like the live show has always been a point of emphasis for me, but I feel like with this Gravity show right now, with the album being out, and you know, I really play most of the album, like almost the entire album, it just feels like the furthest, like, I don't know, like most artistic push I've ever done, because now I have this body of work to stand on. I have this live show with a 3-piece band with all these like visuals and lights and music that all is in sync and super planned out and has like a big concept behind it. So I'm just really proud of this show, and it's been really fun touring it across the country.
Yeah, and Gravity, the album, whew, I mean, is just heavy in so many ways. And yeah, of course. And so, I mean, Nobody Compares To You has been out for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's still, to date, one of my favorite songs of yours.
Yeah,
but
same.
Is there... Same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been like a favorite of mine. So it's I was always really excited before I put it out. And you always, like... You have songs that you, like, I don't know, are a little bit more emotionally tied to than others sometimes, and that was one that I was, for sure. So it's great to see that the fans really liked it as well, and I think it's kind of had like a really long tail, so it's been really cool to see every night, just seeing the crowd sing that record just always gives me chills. So
yeah, watching the longevity of that, so why is it so emotional for you?
I think there's a lot of like depth behind the actual song. I've only really said this actually like one or two times, but like Katie Perlman, when she like wrote the record, it was, she had a conversation with like one of her best friends who had a parent pass away, and as the parent was like on their essentially like about to pass, she's like was talking to her friend and was like, hey, I'm just wanted to let you know, like, I know I haven't been the best parent for you, but I still love you so much, and that nobody compares to you. And that was like the emotional meaning behind that song. And she came into the session that next day, was like, this is what I want to like write about. This is like, this has stuck with me all week long. And everybody in the room was like, this is an incredible like backstory. It's like true, has a lot of depth and meaning. And we pivoted, you know, some of the lyrics to be a little bit more like not just that direct relationship, but there was such like a genuine, real emotional experience that song rooted from. And just the whole way the whole production and everything came about, and Katie's voice on the record, like everything about it just felt really really like true from the beginning, and everybody felt really emotional with the record. So to see it like finally come out and do as well as it did made everybody just like really, really happy about it. So
yeah, of course. And I'm sure that you have backgrounds and, you know, prefaces to all of the things that you write, because you have so much lyrical substance in your music, and I think that is, I mean, an underlying theme for all of your songs. Like, they're not something that, you know, it just came out of nowhere, or you just like slapped a banger together. Like, I feel like they're all like really lyrically composed. And is there something like a theme or like something that you want to share with your listeners when you're like creating a song, like that is really prevalent in your music? Or
I always try and have the songs have a bit of like a universal like applicability. I don't know if that's a word, but like basically
we'll
I'm just making up words now. But yeah, like sort of having like there always usually is a backstory, or there's something that's like behind the concept of the record, but I always try and make it and want the lyrics to have sort of like that universal appeal where you can kind of relate your own experiences in life to that song. I think that's always like really important in music, is for someone to be able to kind of internalize it and like use what the song is saying and like apply it to their own personal experiences. So that's always like a goal of mine with all the records. And yeah, I always want to have all the records. I love to have like emotional heart and depth to them, and really like have some words that just like big phrases in the records that really can like stick with the listener. So it makes for an amazing concert experience too, just like being able to sing back and hear the crowd singing the words, because I can tell that it affects them just as it affected me when the songs were being made.
So. Yeah, and you know, I love that, because when I was giving away passes to your show, you always get like different reactions from people, and most people mm-hmm. are stoked to go to a concert and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for someone being a close and intimate venue, you really get that experience with your San Diego listeners tonight.
Yeah.
And like the people that were winning passes were so like, they didn't believe it was true. So I think that's really yeah. cool. Like you have that yeah. like emotional connection with them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's even like meeting fans on the road this whole tour. It's just like, that is such a cool experience for me to talk to them before and after the shows. And they always, a lot of them have different favorite songs, and like they've shared with me their personal experiences and why they like that specific song and stuff. And that's really cool for me to see and have that like direct face-to-face interaction with the fans.
Yeah.
And seeing that the records are like impacting them, it's like one of the most rewarding things you can have as an artist.
Yeah, so. Super stoked on that. And I mean, you're married and happily married.
Yeah, I know.
And so you're like kind of a newlywed, but at the same yeah. time, you guys, yeah.
It's been a year and a half, but it's still pretty new.
And when I first listened to All You Need to Know, I didn't mean to make like an assumption behind it, but I'm like, oh, that's yeah. totally depicts like maybe their relationship, you know? And that was like couple goals a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and then the music video.
Her?
Yeah, and I actually have a upcoming record that it's going to be a little more directly around like Valentine's Day. I'm going to drop another record that you heard it first, actually. That's an exclusive. But yeah, but All You Need to Know also is, yeah, it's definitely about like, it's about, you know, that significant other, or like I said about the universal thing, you know, it's like, it's a relationship. It doesn't have to be necessarily your spouse. Like in my case, yeah, it is, but it could be your mom, it could be your pet, it could be your grandmother or something like that, or just a friend. Like that was the point of that song, is like having that relationship and with somebody that can help you in a dark time in your life or whatever, and whatever you're dealing with in your personal experiences, and they can help, that strength of that relationship can pick you up. And that was the whole concept behind that record. And doing that with Slander was an awesome experience too. They're two great guys and great producers, and we were really, really happy when we finished the song, and to see the reaction of it always is like a really, like, it's sort of like a nice like confidence boost, because we had invested so much time in the song, and to see it do so well makes us all really happy. So
definitely, when I first heard it, it was already a really powerful song, and then I watched the music video and I ugly cried a little.
Yeah,
I know it's really deep, and I mean, you're talking about relationships with all types of people.
Yeah,
and I mean, you always use your dog as yeah. your kind of your marketing tactic. It's been like a thing for a while. So
yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
like, oh, where's Gigi? Like, you know, where's Gigi at? And mm-hmm. so, and it's funny because like. And you put her in your music videos sometimes.
Yeah,
and it's
I like
just
to
this
do
thing.
That.
So, I mean, I really like that tie-in. But when I watched that music video in particular, it was like relationships with your dog, relationships with like, you know, an older couple, or you're watching
yeah.
this like couple grow and progress. And
yeah, I mean, totally.
It was just really cool.
Yeah, that's the music video I'm most proud of in terms of creating like a storyline and narrative that felt really fluid all the way through and had a lot of heart. Like, when we like were putting out the treatment together and going scene by scene with how I wanted everything to be depicted, you always like hope it's going to turn out well, but sometimes it's just hard to convey the right emotion and the storytelling and showcase that heart. But when I've got that first cut through, I like immediately was like sending it to the Slander guy. I was like, dude, you gotta watch this. It's like, this is exactly what we wanted. And like, we were so happy with it. And again,
on my ethos, man.
Yeah, and to see all the reactions and stuff, like that was also a cool thing, because it's an emotional video, and we're just really proud of it. Especially when it gets to the couple as they're when they're at the end of their life, and like, yeah, that one like that was getting me. Someone was cutting some onions in the room for sure on that one. So
I was like, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, got a lot of those DMs about literally that exact phrase when that video dropped. So that
was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool though.
And so, I mean, you're collabing with a ton of artists. You're always in the studio. Mm-hmm. And Alla Black, one of them, mm-hmm. really powerful singer. I'm loving what you're doing with him. And yeah. then, I mean, how was working with Slander?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was super cool. They are really cool guys. Like, it's funny because they make emotional stuff, but they also can, like, throw down super hard at their shows. And then you meet them and talk to them on Skype and in person and, like, kind of like me, just like very like chill and zen people. Like on stage you can be crazy, and then in the studio they're like really calm. Same with Jeff, like Seven Lions, same way, and Nick Elenium. Like we're all kind of like the same like chill type people like behind the scenes, but I think we all like really see eye to eye in terms of like direction of music, especially on all those collabs in particular, and have all become really good friends as a result of the records. So it's been really cool just being able to collaborate with other artists in the dance music space. And it's just really cool, like having that experience and then seeing them at festivals and just being in touch with them all the time now. It's just like really cool.
Yeah. And the dance community, in a way, you know, everybody knows who each other are. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to be able to like really explore that in like a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do these come about? Like, are they just random hangs and you go, let's make a song tonight? Or is it?
Yeah. I mean, it can be like, I mean, like the one Feel Good, for instance. I was finishing up a tour and the last show of the tour was in Denver, which is where he lives. And I had gotten like a demo from Grace Dea, and it was Feel Good, but it was like super slower, and it was like a like an organ piano like type vibe. It was almost like, I don't want to say like gospel-y, churchy, but it had like this different vibe to it. And I was like sitting with it for like a week. I was like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing record. I love everything that it's about, but I'm not sure what style I want to do it in. Should I do like house? Should I go like speed it up and go more to like future bass? And on a whim, I was like, hey, let me hit up Nick. Like, he lives in Denver. I'm in Denver at the end of the tour and I'm gonna have a couple days off. I tweeted him and then he hit me back. I sent him the record. He's like, dude, come to my house like the next day. Let's work on this. And I showed up to his house, like played with his dog for a few hours and we just grabbed coffee and then we came back and like started making Feel Good. And like a lot of that was done in that first like 4 or 5 hours. So that was like that whole experience. And then Jeff just messaged him on a whim saying I was a big fan. He said the same thing. And then he came over to my house in Venice and we were playing each other a few tracks and I played him that like an early version of Need Your Love. And he was like, dude, this is so catchy. I love it. And like, we started working on it. Slander, like through our management, they hit me up. We did like a Skype call to hang out and just like vibe out and then started passing each other songs. So every process is like super different, but it's really cool to like, the power of the internet, really.
I was about to say that. I'm like, the digital world is so strong.
Okay, like every artist says it, like, it all happens in the DMs. It actually does all happen in the DMs. It's insane.
That's actually really funny you say that, because 2 times I've had artists in, and they've been like, I was like, how'd you guys, like, meet or get together? They're like, oh, I just slid into their DMs, so.
It seriously is how people communicate.
It's how relationships start.
It is. It's, I mean, sometimes, like, well, a lot of times you'll, like, see people at a festival, and that'll be like your real introduction.
Okay.
But then when you're talking about like real working on music, a lot of times it's like the DM conversation is where like it really starts to get going.
I always wondered that too, because like at festivals and stuff, there's like all your fave artists all on the same lineup, mm-hmm. and say you're gonna do like some interviews or whatever. I'm like, do they all hang out back there? Or like, is this like one of those things where you just like, I don't know, but I always thought that, because it's such a slew of artists, like in creativity. It's like, there's no way that they're not like, oh, let's go grab a beer after this set, or, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it depends on the festival. So like, there's some festivals that are a little bit like more difficult, because like Coachella, for instance, it's like so intense, so much media, so many people back there, and like everyone's kind of got their own like structure, schedule almost of what they're doing. So that's like harder there. But at like a music festival, have you heard of like Hangout in Alabama, like Gulf Shores? Like that is like actually artists are like spending time with each other, meeting each other, like having oysters on the sand, like in the artist village areas and stuff. Like when I played it a couple years ago, I'm just like sitting on the beach with Gigi, and I'm like, look to my left, and it's like Chance the Rapper. It's just like with his crew, like 5 feet away from him. I'm just like, what? Like, so it's a very different experience based on where you are, kind of in festivals, but there definitely are hangs that go on, and people will pop into each other's trailers and like hang out and vibe out and stuff. So
yeah, more personal experience.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good hang though.
What's something about your album that like somebody wouldn't know by just listening to it, but like something, maybe you have like a quirky like comment to make about it, or
maybe it's just the intro, like the whole intro. It's like an orchestral piece of music that I wrote basically to segue into All You Need to Know, because I wanted that to kick off the record. The background vocal voicings that you hear on the record are my voice, so oh, I nice. Sing on that intro. And yeah, I've been playing a lot with orchestral stuff lately, and I will have like a pretty big announcement next year regarding that stuff. But been really experimenting into that kind of sound and working with a really cool composer who's Hans Zimmer's, one of his understudies in LA.
Hans Zimmer.
And Hans Zimmer, yeah.
Shout out Hans Zimmer.
Yep. He's the man. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, just kind of segueing into the year, obviously the year is coming up. Do you have any resolutions or anything? Are you into that sort of thing?
I am, yeah, I mean, I'm into it for sure. I mean, I haven't thought of what I want it to be for this year, but I will. I do always usually have one, and I try my best to keep to it. The only one that I like failed miserably at was that I told myself I would stop cracking my knuckles. It's like a horrible habit that I have. I lasted like a week into the new year, that one time. It's like the one habit I cannot break.
That's the worst.
I like subconsciously do it. I don't even like realize I'm
like
it.
I'm a nail biter. Like I'm
You know what? I kind of do that too. I do that too.
It is.
I don't. Do you even realize when you're doing it?
No. Yeah, and then some people point it out to me. Like that's like the worst part is when somebody else notices your bad habits and you're like, oh, I should work on that.
Yeah, well, because the nail biting can be like kind of loud, right? People are like,
yeah,
that sounds
and just, like,
awful.
Savage. Like you're sitting somewhere, you're just like biting
just
yourself.
Crunching, just having a little snack.
Well, on that note, anything around the bend for the upcoming year? You said you're releasing a song in February.
Yeah, and I'll be putting out definitely some more stuff, kind of still tied to Gravity, but there will be new music and new stuff coming in the horizon. And I'm going to be, yeah, doing a lot of festivals next year. Not going to be doing as many like big U.S. tours. I did two this year, which was amazing, but also like super exhausting. Like yeah. I did a lot of shows this year.
Oh, you did so many. I've seen you at Splash House, Coachella twice. I saw you at Crossed. I've like
nice.
You know, yeah. I'm like I've seen you at a lot of festivals actually.
That's
like
amazing.
More, yeah, more than like this kind of venue setting. So.
Yeah, nice. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still doing stuff next year, but I'm gonna take a backseat on the touring stuff a little bit, and I'm just working on a lot of new music. Really, like the tour's done tonight, and I've got like shows throughout the rest of the year, like for New Year's and all that kind of stuff. But really getting back into the studio. I gave myself this whole tour, this 8 weeks, and I told myself I wasn't going to work on any music and just like really enjoy the tour and be present for that, and then give myself that 8 weeks off to not work on any music. So I feel like recharged and fresh when I get back to the studio, and I've already am like just itching to get back working on new music. So I'm looking forward to doing a bunch of sessions.
I think all
and
producers and artists are like that, you know, like we're a little introverted in some way, shape, where you're like, oh, like I like the show scene, but like I make music, like that's what I
totally.
Do. So
totally.
Peace out, Gravity Tour.
Yep,
that's
this is
cool.
It. The final send off.
Yeah, I'm happy I got to meet up with you on the tail end of your tour.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I appreciate being here.
For sure.